This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3438 for Wednesday, the 6th of October 2021. Today's show is entitled, 10 Privacy-Friendly Google Search Alternatives, and is part of the series Privacy and Security. It is the first show by new host Hacker Defoe, and is about 9 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is Google Search is monopolistic. Here are some alternatives.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
This show has been submitted by Hacker Defoe and has been narrated by Ken Fallon. Google monopoly in internet search market is unprecedented and frightening. This monopoly gives Google an absolute power that is used without any constraints, and it collects users' data without explicit permission and tracks users' activity across various websites, and then Google monetizes that data via advertisements. Google search is evil in short, and you shouldn't use it. Yeah, I hear you say. Then what on earth do we do if we don't use Google search? How do we perform our day-to-day online activities without Google search? How do we use freaking internet without it? Worry not, there are plenty of open source and privacy-friendly options out there that we can use in place of Google and its evil search engine. Today, I'm going to go through not one, not two, but 10 such options. The first search engine on the list is Searx, S-E-A-R-X. What is Searx? Searx is a free and open source metadata search engine that aggregates results from more than 70 search services. Users are neither tracked nor profiled. Additionally, Searx can be used over Tor for added anonymity. Searx can be self-hosted. Yes, you can run your very own search engine if you wish. Now, going through the Searx installation process is way beyond the scope of this particular podcast, so I won't go over it, but I'll post the links to various Searx installation methods in the show notes. You can use Searx without self-hosting or installing it. There are many public Searx's instances available that you can use. There is a dedicated web page that lists all available public instances of Searx, along with useful statistics related to those instances. You can start using Searx by choosing any of these public instances. I'll leave a link to that page in the show notes. Second on the list is another open source metadata search engine. It's called Google Search. W-H-O-O-G-L-E, search. What is Google? Well, it allows you to get Google search results, but without any ads, JavaScript, AMP links, cookies, or IP address tracking. Easily deployable in one link as a Docker app and customizable with a single config file. Quick and simple to implement as a primary search engine replacement on both desktop and mobile. As mentioned earlier, covering the installation process is beyond the scope of this podcast, but I'll leave the links to the install document in the show notes. Just like Searx, there are public instances of Google available for you if you don't want to host or install it on your own. You'll find the links to those instances in the show notes. Number three on our list is Metager, M-E-T-A-G-E-R. Metager is open source meta search engine focused on protecting users' privacy. Based in Germany and hosted as a cooperation between the German NGO Suma-AV, Association for Free Access to Knowledge, and the University of Hanover. Metacare's server run on 100% new renewable energy. According to Metacare, even their coffee machine runs on renewable energy. An add-on for Firefox and an Android app is also available. All the links to these and the Metacare's privacy policy is in the show notes. Fourth on the list is a search engine called Gigablast. Founded in 2000 by Matt Wells, bootstrapped with the help of $30,000, Matt developed almost all the code himself. Gigablast used wind power as its primary power source. Link to the privacy policy is in the show notes as usual. Search engine number five is private.sh. It is the brainchild of Matt Wells, the same guy behind Gigablast. Private.sh uses cryptography to protect users' privacy. Every search query from Private.sh's website and extension is encrypted locally on the client and proxied through their service, stripping away users' public IP address, ensuring that only the search provider is able to decrypt and see the query without any knowledge of who the user is. The results are then returned to the users through the proxy of pirate.sh and are rendered locally on the user's machine using only JavaScript running on the machine. Extensions for Firefox and Chrome browsers are available. Links to them are also in the show notes. Sixth search provider on the list is Unique. It is called Ecosia, E-C-O-S-I-A, Echo, Charlie, Oscar, Sierra, India, Alpha. According to the mission statement, forests need protecting and so does your privacy. Ecosia uses the profit generated from ads to plant trees in about 20 countries across the globe. Browser extensions for Firefox and Chrome and apps for Android and iOS devices are available. Links to all these and privacy policies is in the show notes. Search engine number 7 was founded in the Netherlands in 2006. It's called Startpage. Startpage itself calls itself the world's most private search engine. Startpage doesn't have its own indexing engine. It uses Google's search results. Firefox and Chrome extensions are available. Do I have to say it again that the links to the Startpage's privacy policy is in the show notes? Number 8 on our list is Quanta, Q-W-A-N-T, Quebec, Whiskey, Alpha, November, Tango. Quant is a French search engine launched in July 2013. It has its own indexing engine. It claims that it does not employ user tracking or personalized search results. The search engine is available in 26 languages. Browser extensions are available for Firefox, Chrome, Vivaldi, Opera, Edge, Internet Explorer, and Safari. Android and iOS apps are also available. One very interesting offer from Quant is called Quant Junior. Quant Junior is a search engine designed for the learning of 6 to 12 year olds. It allows young kids to explore the internet in a secure, fun, and ad-free environment. Sounds a bit boring and repetitive, but everything is in the show notes. Penultimate search on our list comes from the house of the well-known browser. Item number 9 is Brave Search. It's still in beta phase, but it is open for everybody and it is quite usable. Brave brings its own search index, but it is not production ready yet, and they at this point in time rely on third-party search results. Privacy policy as usual in the show notes. Last but not least is the granddaddy of anonymous and private friendly search engines, DuckDuckGo. Ever since its inception in 2008, it has become synonymous with the word privacy. DuckDuckGo was founded by Gabriel Weinberg and is currently operating out of a small sleepy town of Paulo, Pennsylvania. DuckDuckGo's results are a compilation of 400 plus sources, including Yahoo, SearchBoss, Wolfram Alpha, Bing, Yandex, Wikipedia, and its own web crawlers and others. Extensions are available for almost every major browser. Apps for Android, iOS devices are available too. DuckDuckGo is named after the traditional children's game Duck Duck Goose. Next time someone asks you to look something up on the internet, don't say Google it, say DuckDuckGo it. And that was the end of the show. Just a quick note from your narrator here. Back in episode 773, I interviewed Gabrielle here on Hacker Public Radio. If you want to go back and listen to that, the link will also be in the show notes.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.